Moneyball by Michael Lewis. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Moneyball, The Art of Winning an Unfair Game is a book by Michael Lewis, published in 2003. It is a non-fiction book about the Oakland Athletics baseball team and its general manager Billy Bean. The book explores the innovative strategies that Bean and his staff used to build a successful team despite Oakland's small budget. The book begins by introducing Bean and his background in baseball. Bean was a highly touted prospect in the 1980s, but his career never lived up to expectations. After retiring from playing, he became the general manager of the Oakland Athletics. Bean was determined to build a winning team despite Oakland's limited resources. Bean and his staff began to look for new ways to evaluate players. They used sabermetrics, a form of statistical analysis, to identify undervalued players who could help the team win. Bean also began to use unconventional strategies such as trading away star players for prospects and signing players to one-year contracts. These strategies allowed the Athletics to build a competitive team despite their limited resources. The book follows the Athletics through the 2002 season, which was a success for the team. The Athletics won 103 games and made it to the playoffs. The book also looks at the impact of Bean's strategies on the rest of baseball. Other teams began to adopt sabermetrics and Bean strategies, leading to a shift in the way teams were built and managed. Moneyball is an insightful look at how Bean and the Oakland Athletics were able to build a successful team despite their limited resources. The book is an entertaining read and provides an interesting look at the inner workings of baseball. It is a must-read for any fan of the sport. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Oakland Athletics baseball team used analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. Moneyball tells the story of how the Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. The Oakland Athletics baseball team used analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. This was a revolutionary approach to the game, as it challenged the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. Moneyball, a book by Michael Lewis, tells the story of how the Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Athletics general manager, Billy Bean, and his assistant, Paul DePodesta, used a system of sabermetrics to identify players who were undervalued by the market. They used a variety of metrics to evaluate players, such as on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and runs created. By using these metrics, they were able to identify players who were undervalued by the market and acquire them for a fraction of the cost of more highly valued players. The Athletics' use of analytics to build a competitive team on a limited budget was a revolutionary approach to the game. It challenged the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation, and it proved to be successful. The Athletics went on to win the American League West Division in 2002 and 2003, and they made the playoffs in 4 consecutive seasons from 2000 to 2003. The story of the Oakland Athletics' use of analytics to build a competitive team on a limited budget is an inspiring one. It shows that with the right approach and the right tools, anything is possible. Moneyball is a must-read for anyone interested in the power of analytics and the potential it has to revolutionize the game of baseball. Main idea number 2. Billy Bean revolutionized the way baseball teams are managed. Billy Bean, the general manager of the Oakland Athletics, revolutionized the way baseball teams are managed by using analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. Billy Bean, the general manager of the Oakland Athletics, revolutionized the way baseball teams are managed. Bean used analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. This approach, popularized in the book Moneyball by Michael Lewis, has become known as sabermetrics. Bean's approach focused on finding players who were undervalued by traditional scouting methods, such as on-base percentage and slugging percentage, rather than traditional measures such as batting average and home runs. Bean's approach was revolutionary because it allowed teams to compete with larger market teams who had much larger payrolls. By using analytics to identify undervalued players, Bean was able to build a competitive team on a limited budget. This approach has been adopted by many teams in Major League Baseball and has become an integral part of the way teams are managed. Billy Bean's approach to managing a baseball team has revolutionized the way teams are managed. By using analytics to identify undervalued players, Bean was able to build a competitive team on a limited budget. This approach has been adopted by many teams in Major League Baseball and has become an integral part of the way teams are managed. Main idea number 3. Sabermetrics is a system of analyzing baseball statistics. Sabermetrics is a system of analyzing baseball statistics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. Sabermetrics is a system of analyzing baseball statistics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. It was popularized by the book Moneyball by Michael Lewis, which detailed the Oakland Athletics' use of sabermetrics to build a successful team despite their limited budget. Sabermetrics uses a variety of advanced statistical techniques to measure a player's performance, such as on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and runs created. It also takes into account a player's defensive ability, which is often overlooked in traditional baseball statistics. Sabermetrics can be used to identify players who are undervalued by traditional measures and to build a team that is competitive despite a limited budget. Sabermetrics has become increasingly popular in recent years as teams have begun to recognize the value of advanced statistical analysis. Teams are now using sabermetrics to identify undervalued players, to evaluate trades, and to develop strategies for winning games. Sabermetrics has also been used to evaluate the performance of managers and coaches, and to develop new strategies for playing the game. As teams continue to embrace sabermetrics, it is likely that its use will become even more widespread in the future. Main idea number 4. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify undervalued players. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. Through the use of advanced analytics, the Athletics were able to identify players who were undervalued by the market and acquire them at a fraction of the cost of their more highly valued counterparts. This allowed the Athletics to build a team that was competitive despite having a much smaller payroll than their rivals. The Athletics used a variety of metrics to evaluate players, including on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and other advanced statistics. They also used analytics to identify players who had been overlooked by traditional scouting methods, such as players from smaller schools or those who had been injured in the past. By using analytics to identify undervalued players, the Athletics were able to build a team that was competitive despite having a much smaller payroll than their rivals. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify undervalued players was revolutionary at the time and has since become a widely accepted practice in baseball. The success of the Athletics approach has led to the widespread adoption of analytics in baseball, with teams now using analytics to evaluate players and build competitive teams on a limited budget. Main idea number 5. The Oakland Athletics challenged the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. The Oakland Athletics challenged the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation by using analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics challenged the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation by using analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget. This approach was spearheaded by general manager Billy Bean, who sought to use data-driven analysis to identify players who were undervalued by the market. Bean and his staff used a variety of metrics to evaluate players, including on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and other advanced statistics. They also used sabermetrics, a form of analysis that uses statistical data to measure a player's performance. By using these metrics, the Athletics were able to identify players who were undervalued by the traditional scouting methods and build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Athletics approach was revolutionary at the time, and it has since been adopted by many other teams in Major League Baseball. The success of the Athletics approach has been documented in the book Moneyball by Michael Lewis, which chronicles the team's success in using analytics to build a competitive team. The book has become a classic in the sports world, and it has helped to popularize the use of analytics in baseball. Main idea number 6. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify undervalued players and build a competitive team on a limited budget, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to challenge the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. By using analytics to identify undervalued players, the Athletics were able to build a competitive team on a limited budget. This approach was detailed in the book Moneyball by Michael Lewis, which highlighted the success of the Athletics in using analytics to build a successful team. The Athletics used analytics to identify players who were undervalued by traditional scouting methods. This allowed them to acquire players who had the potential to be successful, but were overlooked by other teams. By using analytics to identify these players, the Athletics were able to build a competitive team on a limited budget. The success of the Athletics in using analytics to build a competitive team on a limited budget has been widely praised. It has also served as an example of how analytics can be used to challenge traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. The success of the Athletics has shown that analytics can be used to identify undervalued players and build a successful team. Main idea number 7. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high on-base percentages. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high on-base percentages, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high on-base percentages, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used advanced metrics to identify players who were undervalued by the market, such as those with high on-base percentages. This allowed them to acquire players who could contribute to the team's success without breaking the bank. The Athletics approach to player evaluation was revolutionary at the time, and it has since been adopted by many other teams in Major League Baseball. By using analytics to identify players with high on-base percentages, the Athletics were able to build a competitive team despite their limited budget. This approach has since become a cornerstone of modern baseball strategy, and it has allowed teams to find success even when they lack the resources of their larger market rivals. Main idea number 8. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high slugging percentages. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high slugging percentages, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high slugging percentages, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used advanced statistical analysis to identify players who were undervalued by the market, and who could be acquired at a fraction of the cost of more highly touted players. This allowed the Athletics to build a team that was competitive despite having a much smaller payroll than their rivals. The Athletics' approach to player evaluation was based on the idea that certain statistics, such as on-base percentage and slugging percentage, were better indicators of a player's value than traditional measures such as batting average. By focusing on these advanced metrics, the Athletics were able to identify players who were undervalued by the market and acquire them at a fraction of the cost of more highly touted players. This allowed the Athletics to build a team that was competitive despite having a much smaller payroll than their rivals. The Athletics' approach to player evaluation was revolutionary at the time, and it has since been adopted by many other teams in Major League Baseball. The success of the athletics approach has shown that analytics can be a powerful tool for identifying undervalued players and building a competitive team on a limited budget. Main idea number 9. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high defensive ratings. Challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high defensive ratings, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used advanced metrics to identify players who were undervalued by the market, such as those with high defensive ratings. By focusing on these players, the Athletics were able to build a team that was competitive despite having a limited budget. The Athletics' approach to player evaluation was revolutionary at the time, as it challenged the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. By using analytics to identify players with high defensive ratings, the Athletics were able to find players who were undervalued by the market and build a competitive team on a limited budget. This approach has since been adopted by many other teams, and has become an integral part of the modern game. Main idea number 10. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high win probability added. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high win probability added, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high win probability added, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. As outlined in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used advanced analytics to identify undervalued players who could contribute to the team's success. This approach allowed the Athletics to build a competitive team despite having a limited budget, as they were able to identify players who could provide a high return on investment. The Athletics' approach to analytics was revolutionary at the time, as it challenged the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. By using advanced analytics to identify players with high win probability added, the Athletics were able to build a competitive team on a limited budget. This approach has since been adopted by many other teams in Major League Baseball, as well as other sports leagues, as a way to identify undervalued players who can contribute to a team's success. Main idea number 11. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high value over replacement player. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high value over replacement player, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high value over replacement player, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. This approach, popularized in the book Moneyball by Michael Lewis, focused on finding players who were undervalued by the market and could be acquired at a lower cost than their true value. The Athletics used advanced statistical analysis to identify players who had the potential to outperform their peers, and then used this information to build a team that could compete with teams with much larger payrolls. The Athletics' approach to player evaluation was based on the concept of replacement player value, which measures a player's value relative to the average player at his position. This allowed the Athletics to identify players who were undervalued by the market and acquire them at a lower cost than their true value. The Athletics also used analytics to identify players who had the potential to outperform their peers, and then used this information to build a team that could compete with teams with much larger payrolls. The Athletics' approach to player evaluation was revolutionary at the time, and it has since been adopted by many other teams in Major League Baseball. The success of the Athletics' approach has shown that analytics can be used to identify players with high value over replacement player, and that teams can build competitive teams on a limited budget. Main idea number 12. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high runs created. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high runs created, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high runs created, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used a system of sabermetrics to identify players who were undervalued by the market and who could be acquired for a fraction of the cost of more highly touted players. This allowed the Athletics to build a team of players who, while not necessarily the most talented, were able to produce runs at a higher rate than their peers. The Athletics' approach to player evaluation was based on the idea that certain statistics, such as on-base percentage and slugging percentage, were better indicators of a player's ability to produce runs than traditional measures such as batting average. By focusing on these statistics, the Athletics were able to identify players who were undervalued by the market and acquire them for a fraction of the cost of more highly touted players. This allowed the Athletics to build a team of players who, while not necessarily the most talented, were able to produce runs at a higher rate than their peers. The Athletics' approach to player evaluation was revolutionary at the time, and it has since been adopted by many other teams in Major League Baseball. The success of the Athletics' approach has demonstrated the value of analytics in player evaluation, and has shown that teams can build competitive teams on a limited budget by using analytics to identify players with high runs created. Main idea number 13. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high batting average on balls in play. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high batting average on balls in play, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high batting average on balls in play, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used advanced statistical analysis to identify players who had a high batting average on balls in play, BABIP. This analysis allowed them to identify players who had the potential to be successful, even if they weren't the most talented or highly touted players. By focusing on players with a high BABIP, the Athletics were able to build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high BABIP was revolutionary at the time, and it has since become a widely used strategy in baseball. Teams now use advanced analytics to identify players who may have been overlooked by traditional scouting methods, and to gain an edge over their opponents. The Athletics' success with this strategy has shown that analytics can be a powerful tool in building a successful team. Main idea number 14. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high walk rate. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high walk rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high walk rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used advanced metrics to identify players who had a high walk rate, which was a key indicator of a player's ability to get on base. This allowed the Athletics to acquire players who were undervalued by other teams, and build a competitive team despite having a limited budget. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high walk rate was revolutionary at the time, and it has since become a common practice in baseball. Teams now use advanced metrics to evaluate players and identify those who are undervalued by the market. This has allowed teams to build competitive teams on a budget, and has changed the way baseball is played. Main idea number 15. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high strikeout rate. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high strikeout rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high strikeout rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation and building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used analytics to identify players with high strikeout rates, which were undervalued by the traditional scouting methods. By focusing on players with high strikeout rates, the Athletics were able to acquire players at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high strikeout rates was revolutionary at the time, and it has since become a common practice in baseball. By using analytics to identify players with high strikeout rates, teams are able to acquire players at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to build a competitive team on a limited budget. This has allowed teams with smaller budgets to compete with teams with larger budgets, and has changed the way teams evaluate players. Main idea number 16. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high ground ball rate. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high ground ball rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high ground ball rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used analytics to identify players who had a high ground ball rate, which was a statistic that was not widely used at the time. This allowed them to identify players who were undervalued by the market and acquire them at a lower cost than their true value. By doing this, the Athletics were able to build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Athletics used analytics to identify players who had a high ground ball rate, which was a statistic that was not widely used at the time. This allowed them to identify players who were undervalued by the market and acquire them at a lower cost than their true value. By doing this, the Athletics were able to build a competitive team on a limited budget. They also used analytics to identify players who had a high on-base percentage, which was another statistic that was not widely used at the time. This allowed them to acquire players who were able to get on base more often, which was a key factor in their success. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high ground ball rate and on-base percentage was revolutionary at the time and has since become a widely accepted practice in baseball. It has allowed teams to build competitive teams on a limited budget and has changed the way teams evaluate players. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high ground ball rate and on-base percentage was a key factor in their success and has since become a widely accepted practice in baseball. Main idea number 17. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high fly ball rate. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high fly ball rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high fly ball rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used analytics to identify players who had a high fly ball rate, which was a statistic that was not traditionally used to evaluate players. By focusing on this statistic, the Athletics were able to identify players who could hit the ball out of the park, even if they were not the most talented players. This allowed the Athletics to build a competitive team on a limited budget, as they were able to acquire players who had the potential to be successful, but were not highly sought after by other teams. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high fly ball rate was revolutionary, as it challenged the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. By focusing on this statistic, the Athletics were able to identify players who could hit the ball out of the park, even if they were not the most talented players. This allowed the Athletics to build a competitive team on a limited budget, as they were able to acquire players who had the potential to be successful, but were not highly sought after by other teams. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high fly ball rate was a major factor in their success, and it has since become a common practice in baseball. Teams now use analytics to identify players who may not be the most talented, but who have the potential to be successful. This has allowed teams to build competitive teams on a limited budget, and has changed the way that players are evaluated. Main idea number 18. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high line drive rate. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high line drive rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high line drive rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used analytics to identify players with high line drive rate, which is a measure of how often a batted ball is hit in the air and falls between the infielders and outfielders. This allowed the Athletics to identify players who were undervalued by traditional scouting methods, and to build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high line drive rate was revolutionary at the time, and it has since become a common practice in baseball. Teams now use analytics to identify players with high line drive rate, as well as other metrics, to gain an edge in the competitive landscape of baseball. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high line drive rate was a key factor in their success, and it has since become a standard practice in the sport. Main idea number 19. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high stolen base rate. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high stolen base rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high stolen base rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used a system of sabermetrics to identify players who had a high success rate in stealing bases, despite not having the traditional physical attributes of a successful base stealer. This allowed the Athletics to acquire players who were undervalued by other teams, and build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Athletics system of sabermetrics was based on the idea that certain statistics, such as stolen base rate, could be used to identify players who had the potential to be successful, even if they did not have the traditional physical attributes of a successful base stealer. By using analytics to identify players with high stolen base rate, the Athletics were able to acquire players who were undervalued by other teams, and build a competitive team on a limited budget. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high stolen base rate was a revolutionary approach to building a competitive team, and it has since been adopted by many other teams. By using analytics to identify players who were undervalued by other teams, the Athletics were able to build a competitive team on a limited budget and challenge the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation. Main idea number 20. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high home run rate. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high home run rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. The Oakland Athletics used analytics to identify players with high home run rate, challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation in building a competitive team on a limited budget. As described in Michael Lewis' book Moneyball, the Athletics used a system of sabermetrics to identify players who had a high home run rate, but were undervalued by other teams. This allowed the Athletics to acquire players who could hit home runs at a much lower cost than other teams, giving them a competitive edge. The Athletics system of sabermetrics was based on the idea that certain statistics, such as home run rate, could be used to identify players who were undervalued by other teams. By analyzing these statistics, the Athletics were able to identify players who had a high home run rate, but were not being given the recognition they deserved. This allowed the Athletics to acquire these players at a much lower cost than other teams, giving them a competitive edge. The Athletics' use of analytics to identify players with high home run rate was a revolutionary approach to building a competitive team on a limited budget. By challenging the traditional methods of scouting and player evaluation, the Athletics were able to acquire players who could hit home runs at a much lower cost than other teams, giving them a competitive edge.